Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas. We are going to be continuing talking about the Lord's visits and how we can help our senses in cooperating with God to be able to perceive what He is doing. So we want to again realize that most of what He spends His time doing is to get our attention. And so we want to realize that the ball, in many respects, is in our court. That what we are looking at as far as this whole process, it's more in us being able to perceive rather than in God doing something, rather than in Him making a move, revealing Himself, or changing what He's doing, responding to us. We are the ones that have to change our beliefs. We think in terms of prayer, for instance, and what we want to realize is that most of what we've learned about how we communicate with God is built on people's belief and history and their own doctrine, and not necessarily because it works. And we want what works. Let's not waste our time here. Our time here is short. We want to be able to experience a fulfilling and life-giving relationship with God. Nothing else satisfies. We may have temporary satisfaction, temporary happiness, contentment, but that deep purpose void is only filled by God. Now, a lot of times we don't even know we have a void because we try to fill it. We keep it filled. And again, these are the things that God is drawing our attention to, not so that we will be motivated by them, but so that we will understand the simplicity, the moments that God is drawing our attention to. So we're talking about God quickening our sight, our sense of taste, our sense of hearing, touch and smell, and those are physical, and also in the supernatural realm, our solical senses. And we start, the first layer is to pause. When you hear these things, you pause. When you hear something unusual, a sparkle, when you hear a knocking or a rustle, rustling like a rustling branch, or anything out of the ordinary, when it catches your ear, when it catches your eye, the first thing to successful relationship in these areas is to stop. You don't have to throw out your hands and go, oh my gosh, what just happened? You just pause and go, ask the Lord. Lord, is that you? Is this something I'm supposed to pay attention to? Are you trying to get my attention? What was that? And we are gentle with it. We are quiet. And we are not drawing attention to the attention getter. So when we see something out of the corner of our eye, or we see something and the angel with the telegram, whatever it is, we don't get distracted by the messenger or even the message. We take it all back to God. But the first step is very simple and sometimes the hardest. Pause. What was that? This is one of the reasons developing that lifestyle, that cultivating quiet lifestyle, makes this easier, because you're already in a slower pace in your life. Rather than trying to run the race, the rat race, you're running his race, which is on his terms, which is peaceful and restful, and not out of our own strength, but out of his. That doesn't mean we aren't putting forth effort and energy and work, but we don't fight an unseen foe. We don't work unproductively. We know what our goal is, and we know we are on our way to fulfilling it. So we can take each day as it comes, and Lord, what is today? What are we doing today? So the first step is to pause, and then ask the Lord, what is that? Is this from you? Was that something? And then, of course, we test it. Lord, is that you? And just a reminder, when you start developing a action plan to get to know God, to really take God up on his offer, to see things as he sees them, to fight the good fight, to be one with him. At that moment, you become an enemy to his enemies. When you were just being, shall we say, a good little Christian, and reading your Bible and going to church and studying, doing your Bible studies and worshiping and praying, you weren't really a threat to anyone, because just because you're doing those doesn't mean you're hearing God, doesn't mean you know him. But when you set your heart and your mind and your will and your emotions and your body to know him, when you turn aside to see the burning bush, then you will hear him, and he can start a work in you that will undermine the work of our enemies. That's when you become a threat to all of our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. So be prepared. This is not a game. And yet, whatever comes this afternoon, tomorrow, next week, God will have you ready for it. You may not think you're ready for it. You may not have readied yourself for it. So often we think we need to know what the future holds so we can be ready for it. Guess what? Even if you knew exactly what your future holds next week, next month, next year, there is no way you could be ready for it. Only God can make you ready. And he does it often without us even knowing about it. Because we don't have to know about it. We in our soul, our mind, and our will, and our emotions, we simply trust. We trust that he will have us ready. If we can't trust him for that, we don't have much of a God. And this is one of the things in our process, our training process, this is one of the things that is developed, confidence in his love for us. Confidence in his good intentions. That when he says, I will never leave you or forsake you, and that he has a good end for you, that you will finish strong, that you will do exploits, that you will do above and beyond what his own son did here on this earth. It's not a matter of faith, oh, I believe, I believe, I believe. It's, I believe it's true. I know it's true because I know God. I know him. I know my Father. By experience. Not because the scriptures say, not because the Bible tells me so, not because somebody else tells me so, not because I have faith or I have a special gift or whatever, or somebody prophesied over me. No, because you have experienced his love for you. Now, what that feels like, looks like, sounds like, is going to be different for each one of us. But he can make himself known and real to each one of us in whatever way we need to hear and know and sense. So when you start taking him up on his offer and show up for class, things will start to happen, so don't be surprised. And for those who have been trying this and are getting, shall we say, mixed results, most often we make much more progress in the mistakes we make than in the successes. And God's idea of progress to begin with is totally different than ours. We kind of look at this as, okay, I want to have my senses, physical senses quickened. How do I do that? And we come up with a checklist. Okay, let's get this quickened and this sense, the vision quickened, and then the smell quickened, and then the hearing quickened. And we go, okay, I need to take care of these five things before we go on to the next thing. But that's not God's timetable. That's not the way he does things. It may be, but it's not a playbook. The playbook is completely handwritten this morning for you for today. Your training guide has been written for you each morning, or if you prefer, overnight. And we'll get into more, again, the Lord's night visits and how much he accomplishes at night. But be encouraged. Don't worry about, at this point, if you're just starting, don't worry about what you're sensing. Pat yourself on the back. You've done a great job in just sensing something. That something is different. Don't worry about you can't define it. Something happened, you don't know what. Gal, that's great. You're farther ahead than you were yesterday, and you're farther ahead than so many Christians, because you're starting to know God in your physical being and in your soulical being. You already do in your spirit, remember. And you have no idea what God is doing without your knowledge, beyond your perception. He has so much ready for you. He has crafted delights for you, for you. Delights that will fill your emptiness, satisfy your soul. So as we perceive, as we allow God more and more opportunity to change our beliefs, bring them into alignment with truth, what God says about you and to you, the more we do that, the more our expectations change. Remember, you're here to learn how to rule and reign, not how to get by, not how to survive. God, when there's that verse, occupy till he comes. But for you and I, he has come. So we no longer are in an occupy. In other words, taking up space and not losing ground. Now we are to go above and beyond. Let the Lord push back your expectations and draw you, not push you, draw you into a new way of thinking and perceiving each day. And it starts with that little pause. So we talked about hearing, and hearing his knock especially, and hearing other noises. And we've talked about what we see, the little peripheral vision, the little sparkle. That's what I see a lot, is just a little sparkle or a shadow turning. Obviously, many other things. A color change, a reflection that you don't know where it comes from. Anything. It may even be something that's really there, but all of a sudden you're drawn to it. Lord, what's going on? He is quickening your senses, your physical senses. So then what about taste? Here are just some examples of the Lord drawing our attention through our taste. Just tasting something sweet all of a sudden, or bitter, or metallic, or sour. Either it doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. It's just that there's a difference. Even a sudden thirst. All of a sudden you need something to drink. Again, These are ways the Lord is trying to get our attention. These are the ways he knocks. As in any other knocking, these sensations may or may not be related to what the Lord wants to say to us. We don't want to jump the gun. We want to pause. For instance, say you get a different taste in your mouth, or you get very dry all of a sudden. Go, Lord, are you trying to get my attention? Now, how hard is that? It's the simplicity of Christ. And then being able to hear him when he says yes or no, or hear it yes, and here's what you need to do about it. Just to give you an example, I have on a couple of occasions had a metallic taste in my mouth. And for a season, when I followed up with him, with the Lord, about that, I discovered that he wanted me to speed up on something I was working on. Take it more seriously. That there was a time element involved. Now, since that period of time, I've had that again, and it meant something different. I've also had a very bitter taste, which ended up being related to intercession. And it's not because bitter equals intercession. It's just, again, this is the way he gets our attention. But we can track these objectively. These aren't really mystical because they're physical. And we don't want to get too caught up in their being something special and different. These should be our everyday experiences. And they are. We're just not aware of them. So then what about touch? Again, here are some examples of the Lord making himself perceivable to our physical body. The feeling of a touch of a hand from the Lord or from an angel. A breeze or wind where no source is evident. Like a closed room, closed car. Even an abrupt change in temperature or humidity. A heaviness or a lightness coming into the room. Again, these are all to draw our attention to the Lord. Lord, what is this? Is this you? Is this you knocking? And again, there's going to be times when he's going to say, it's not from me, but we do need to talk about it. And we do. We ask him, okay, what's going on then? If it's not from you, is it from one of our enemies? And we go from there. All these are to draw our attention that the Lord wants to speak to us. I've many times felt someone brush up against me when I'm working, and often when I'm driving, which can be kind of creepy. But when we start recognizing, okay, no, that wasn't just your imagination. No, that's not just deja vu. That's the Lord trying to get your attention. So then, that leaves smell. Here are some examples of the Lord making himself perceivable by scent. Roses. mustiness, like sandalwood, cedar, moldiness, something just indescribable. What is that? Now, one thing to remember is that our smell has the most memories attached to it. We remember people by odor. We remember food by odor. And often you put those together, good events and bad events, like Thanksgiving dinner. So these have a huge impact. So we want to pay attention to them. So we don't want to focus on one or the other, but let the Lord choose which of these, if any, at this point in time, he wants to start knocking. So let's stop right now and just ask, Lord, there's 5 senses that our physical body has. There's sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. Which of these, Lord, do you want to work on this week, this coming week? And we're just going to give him a second, a couple seconds, to point you in one of those directions. Most of you already know by now which he's already put in your heart, a desire, oh, that would be neat. A lot are saying roses. Now, we don't necessarily want to get specific about, oh, I want to smell roses. There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, Lord, I'd like to smell roses. That would be a cool thing to experience that. Or I'd like to see this, or I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear you say my name. That's fine to ask him. But don't read anything into it if he doesn't come to you that way. So let's just ask him, Lord, right now, of those 5, sight, hearing, taste, touch, smell, which are we going to work on next week? And we're also going to put in there none of the above. So you have 6 choices. Sight, hearing, taste, touch, smell, none of the above. Lord, which one? Okay? And if he did not answer you in that brief amount of time, don't worry about it. He may at some other time. If this is an area that interests you, take a little piece of paper, write down those 6 areas, the 5 senses and none of the above, and carry it around with you. And when you think of it, pull out that piece of paper, Lord, which of these 6 are we working on this week? It's a way of making knowing God real. He wants to be known in reality. Now, one thing to remember is the way he's teaching you, he can accommodate whatever your temperament is. So he's not going to be pulling you so far out of your comfort zone that you are going to be fearful or off balance. You may at some point in time, but if you're just starting, remember, he's a kind God. He's nice to us. He's encouraging. He's helpful. He gives us what we need. He draws us. So give him that opportunity to draw you in a direction. Let your mind be available. Let your emotions and your will, your chooser, be available. Give him your time. So we'll be getting back together again next Sunday, same time. It's always so good to hear from you. It's Diane@WeCanPrepare.org. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. It's been Diane Thomas, Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend.